Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, what's happening? We're live. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show. We have an unbelievable, crazy development that has just taken place. It is taking place right now as I speak to you. Jim Ben-V is there right now on the border filming. So I'm going to give you this announcement, and if you split from me after you hear this announcement to go watch this, I don't blame you. Okay, I want to say hello to everybody in the live feed, Mr. Bill Muckler and everybody. So without further ado, I'm just going to do this right here. Folks, you see what happened last time I tried this. I was fumbling all over the place. So I'm going to turn out this light. Turn that out. Let's get the screen up. Are you ready? Are you ready for this, people? This is rough right here. It's going to make you mad. Please go share this video, right? Go share right now. Here we go. Get ready.
Hey, everybody. I got a big announcement to make. It's important, so stay with me. Let's let some people join the feed.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Okay, folks, watch this now. Jim's going to tell us exactly what's shaking. This is the gate to the new border wall. This is an access gate for, I would say, the Bureau of Land Management, basically, Bureau of Land Management. Okay. Obama holdovers. These are the police officers that are there on the scene. Get ready. I'm just waiting for a couple people to join the feed. But that there, folks, is the gate of America's wall in Sunland Park,
hey guys,
New Mexico.
It's Jim. Let's give everybody a little minute here. You notice the gate is open. And as I told you yesterday, the ACLU was filing a lawsuit with the land, with the Water Commission down here. And they just came down here, federal officers, right there, okay? They just came down here, opened the gate, and padlocked the gate open, okay? The gate is actually locked open. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is probably one of the biggest crap shows I've ever seen in my life. They padlocked the gate open. The feds did. Look at guys. See them right there? Because the ACLU put pressure on the Bureau of Land and Water Management. We cannot have this gate open. This is Monument One, guys. This is where the traffic comes in. This, again, is America fighting Americans while they're trying to do something. You guys see the beautiful wall here for the Border Patrol? Okay, this is the ACLU running the United States of America. This is your national security. This is, okay, an absolute betrayal of your sovereignty, our nation, in our country, when we're putting up border security to protect the country and the feds are opening the door. These people over here are supposed to be protecting the United States of America, and they're not. They're more concerned about getting access to their bridge, to this monument over here that nobody on the U.S. side visits. This is the most ridiculous day in the history of the United States. America, we need your help to fight this. You don't understand. We're not going to let them lock the gate and shut down the wall. I promise you guys something. We're going to fight this. What you need to do is get over to www.webuildthewall.com. patriotnation.us. Help these guys. We've got more wall to build, but this is absolutely ridiculous. They had no warrant to do this. They came out here and they locked the gate shut.
You saw that, right, folks?
Those guys over there that have been leaving the fences open at night where I'm over on Pisano, and the gates are open so that the illegals can cross out into the middle of the street.
The feds are letting
these
people in.
America, you need to be mad about this. This is one of those times where you need to be extremely, extremely upset.
Notice the change in gear.
This is a violation of everything that we know as a nation. You have federal agencies actually locking the gate open. If you do not believe that this is an invasion, guys, wake up. This is how they're allowing it. This is open borders. This is what they're doing, guys. They are allowing people to come in. This is the government locking the gate open so people can come in after you guys built this big, beautiful wall. Okay? So how does that happen? How does the government come out here and lock a gate open so that illegal immigrants have a clear path?
Interfere with your video because what he says, bring that fucking camera over here.
This is the owner of the property, guys.
I'm a co-owner.
Co-owner of the property. He's got a few things he wants to say.
That's a bunch of leftist Obama holdovers. Keep that in mind. That's all I want to say.
Okay? They locked the gate open.
See that, folks?
They've got the sheriffs here.
Melinda, it was going to be Jim. But as you can see, Jim is down at the Sunland Park border wall construction site where the ACLU has sued to open the gate. The gate is locked open. They have locked the gate open. They are allowing this to happen on purpose. They are fighting our sovereignty, Americans, destroying our country on purpose. There's your proof. There is the proof. That's it right there. These people don't care about your country. They don't care about your freedom. They don't care about your liberty. Notice I changed my gear tonight. I got my Don't Tread on Me hat, my AC/DC with my American flag and my 3% pin. Because you know what? The federal government's failing us, folks. Big show. I see nothing but a big show. I see nothing but talk and a theater going on. The only ones getting anything done is the American people, Brian Colfage and We Build the Wall Incorporated, Angel Family, Steve Ronnebeck, Marianne Mendoza, and all the Angel families, Kion and Bobby, Jameel Shaw, Laura Irish Wilkerson, Mr. Steinle, Kate Steinle's father. I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry, sir. Please forgive me. I'm gonna play a little more. I'm gonna rewind a little bit and play it again. This Sheila, this is the Sunland Park Brian Colfage GoFundMe wall. The just under 1 mile they built in Sunland Park, New Mexico, with a beautiful road, beautiful lights, perfect access for Border Patrol guys. So someone, yes, the order came from the ACLU's lawsuit, and they came down there and they opened the gate. Watch. Listen. Listen to our friend Jim. Listen to what he has to say here.
WeBuildTheWall.us. Help these guys. We've got more wall to build, but this is absolutely ridiculous. They had no warrant to do this. They came out here and they locked the gate shut. These are the same people, those guys over there, that have been leaving the fences open at night where I'm over on Pisano, and the gates are open so that the illegals can cross out into the middle of the street.
This is the end. America, you need to be mad about this. This is one of those times where you need to be extremely, extremely upset. This is a violation of everything that we know as a nation. You have federal agencies actually locking the gate open. If you do not believe that this is an invasion, guys, wake up. This is how they're allowing it. This is open borders. This is what they're doing, guys. They are allowing people to come in. This is the government locking the gate open so people can come in after you guys built this big, beautiful wall. Okay? So how does that happen? How does the government come out here and lock a gate open so that illegal immigrants have a clear path?
Yeah, I'm going to interview you with your video because this is what he says. Bring that fucking camera over here.
This is the owner of the property, guys.
Co-owner
of the property. He's got a few things he wants to say.
That's a bunch of leftist Obama holdovers. Keep that in mind. That's all I want to say.
Okay? They locked the gate open. They've got the sheriffs here watching. Okay? People need to make noise. You guys don't understand. Okay? This is your wall, America. Okay? This is the wall that you guys built and paid for. Taxpayers did not pay for this. In one of the hottest traffic areas of the United States of America. Cartels, human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug smuggling. Okay? You saw how they screwed with us as a group, the ACLU. This is your wall, and they just locked it open. Okay? You guys need to blow up everybody that you know and let them know that this is not going to be tolerated, period. We're not going to let this happen.
We've got to start now, right away. Tomorrow, call your senator. Call everybody. Get on the phone. It's unbelievable what's happening down on the border. Folks, they have locked the gate open. Brian Colfage and We Build the Wall. Built this wall. And the Obama holdover, federal scum, anti-American treason. These people are committing treason. The ones that are locking the gate open are committing, that is treason. Sickening. Folks, www.webuildthewall.us. Head over there now. There's going to be some campaigns kicking off. Things are going to be going on now. We're going to be having a grassroots effort to scream about this all day tomorrow. Call everybody you know. Call your senators. Call your congressmen. 202-224-3121 is the DC switchboard. So you want to make sure you call there all day. Block up that switchboard. Let's see. 202-224-3121. DC switchboard, folks. You call that number and you tell them what you think. And we got to make them do something. We got to make them close this gate. I am beside myself right now. I cannot believe what I just witnessed on Jim's video. Folks, if you want to bail on me right now, and go head over to Jim Benvie's page and watch what he's got going on. I'm sure he's live right now. I'm going to check. Maybe I'll play it right now. Maybe he's live right now with a new video. Let's see. No, he's not live yet. He's not live yet from there, but I'm sure he's going to be live. There's going to be a lot kicking off here. I would say call your senators, call your congressmen, start screaming at the top of your lungs, write a letter. That's it. I'm writing a letter. Back in the day, that meant something. Hey, you send emails to these people. You can find their emails. It's easy. Don't ask me how right now. You just, hello, Marianne. I would love for you to call in and tell us what you think. Let's watch this. I'm going to play a little more. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it again so you can see, Marianne. I'm playing this for Miss Marianne Mendoza, Angel Mom. Let's see if I can't make something's going on here. What the heck is this? Uh-oh, my Facebook just crapped out. They booted me off. They don't want me to play it. Oh, here we go. I'm back. It's unbelievable what I'm witnessing in this country. Marianne, it's crazy. I feel so bad for you people like you whose family has to live with this, and now you watch blatantly as they are allowing it on purpose. They're allowing these people to come in here unchecked, fly on planes all over the country. If that didn't piss you off, if that didn't anger your soul to know that they're flying luxury private charter planes to San Diego Friday and Saturday and Sunday, luxury charter planes at the taxpayers' expense. Here's you at the airport, the TSA check-in. You got to go through a scanner where they're like looking at your naked body to see if you got anything on you, right? Then they're patting you down. They're going through your bag because you may be bringing back a candle for your wife, right? They rifle through your bags. And picture now they're doing that to you, and you see a line over there. Just over to your right, of illegal aliens. Here's my, look, my court appearance paper. Okay, step right over here. First class is for you. That's what's happening. It's unbelievable. Get ready. I'll play this again.
Was filing a lawsuit with the land on, with the Water Commission down here. And they just came down here, federal officers right there, okay? They just came down here, opened the gate, and padlocked the gate open. Okay? The gate is actually locked open. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is probably one of the biggest crap shows I've ever seen in my life. They padlocked the gate open. The Fed did. Look at guys. See them right there? Because the ACLU put pressure on the Bureau of Land.
Can you believe that? This is in Sunland Park, New Mexico, America's Wall. Rebuildthewall.us. Head over there. There's going to be some stuff going on. Folks, one of our friends of the show comes on regularly, an angel mom. Her name's Marianne Mendoza. We're going to see how she feels about what's going on down there right now because, as you know, if you don't know what an angel mom is, and if you listen to my show and you're a regular, you know what an angel mom is. But she is a mom whose child was murdered by an illegal alien or killed by an illegal alien. It's disgusting that they have locked this gate open so these folks can freely enter our country. They can just waltz right in now because the gate is locked open. Now, if you looked over when they were making all the videos, if you looked just over over the ridge, you could see the town back there. And I'm sure that's where they get the people come to the town, they get them all situated, they send them across the border. Now the gate's open. Marianne, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
I don't know if you can tell.
I'm upset.
I'm a little pissed.
But, you know, I'm a firm believer that we need to get more information on where this directive actually came from.
Right.
You know, before people start making phone calls and, you know, we've got to take a deep breath. We've got to figure out where this came from and handle it accordingly. You know, We Build the Wall has legal representation. Of course, the American people have helped pay for this, and absolutely they need to have a voice in this. But until we know exactly where the directive came from, I would, you know, I'm just a firm believer. You need to have all the facts before you jump on the bandwagon. You know, and so once we find out where the directive came from, we'll know where to direct our inquiries, where to direct our concerns, and where to direct our questions as to why they're doing something like this. The gate for the Water Authority is obviously on the U.S. side. You know, when they shut the gate, the Water Authority has access to their gate into their equipment. So the gate isn't needed to be open for the Water Authority to do anything, quite frankly, other than to maybe access the dam. But they would be able to do that, close the gate behind them, do their business, and come back through the gate and shut it again as they come through. So, you know, until I know all the details, I'm taking a step back and I'm just waiting to hear. And, you know, it's very upsetting to see it happen and to know that authorities from some source have taken it upon themselves to lock that gate open. Yes, it's very disturbing. It's very obvious that there are people in this country who are not true-blooded Americans. When that is the goal in their day-to-day, it's to lock that gate open and give free access to illegal aliens to our country. You know, the property owners have been protected since We Built the Wall got there and they started that construction. The property owners have been protected all this time. And now, after all that hard work went in and the wall was finished and it's doing its job, now whatever directive was put out has, again, put that landowner's life in danger. And let me tell you, it's put his life in more danger because, you know, there are people who want to do him harm for allowing that wall to be put up. And this isn't right.
Yep.
They're putting an American in harm's way.
Because they don't care about America, these people. It's apparent.
Right.
All the stories that they of folks like you and Steve and Laura Iris Wilkerson and Kion and Bobby and Jameel Shaw and the Steinle family and all these other families, some of the most recent ones just happening here in the South in Georgia a couple months ago.
Right. It's every day. One American an hour is killed in this country by an illegal alien. And people can refute that information, but let me tell you. You know, in 2015, the sheriffs gave those statistics, and with the amount of illegals that have entered this country since 2015, I absolutely 100% agree with that statement because I know the articles that we see through Illegal Alien Crime Report, through obscure little, you know, online sources, we get the story
of
the amount of crime they're committing. Yes.
I have Jim called in. Jim Benvie is calling from the site. Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, we got this is right there from the spot. Jim, what's happening? Say hello to Marianne Mendoza. She's with us too.
Hey, how you guys doing? Down here at the wall, down here with Foreman Mike. And we just had two Donna County sheriffs come up. We had the International Water Boundary Commission come up. They locked the gate open, and we told them that was unacceptable. That this is America. We're not here to protect illegal immigrants. We explained to them that, you know, you guys leave these gates open across the street. Many nights I've videotaped over and over again people crossing through Pisano, which is right on the other side that's actually controlled by the International Water Boundary Commission. And basically then they went a step further and told us that if we went down near the gate that they would have us arrested, okay? Anybody, whether you're with We Build the Wall, whether you're with the Patriots, it doesn't matter, okay? So where we're at right now is we are given a cool-off period here of about 24 hours. Nobody's looking to escalate anything if they don't have to. But the fact of the matter is that this is a pretty simple decision, Mark, okay? You're either going to choose to not protect America's national security or you're going to close the damn gate. They are supposed to, the International Water Boundary Commission is actually partially responsible for enforcing immigration laws, okay? That's not their total job, but at the same time, they're a federal agency, okay? And so for them to make arguments that this monument down here on behalf of the ACLU is such a huge tourist attraction for people in the United States, when I don't think in the time I've been boots on the ground here, which has been well over 120 days, I don't think I've ever seen maybe more than three cars. I think the most cars we've ever seen down here since we built the wall, put the wall here. Okay.
Right.
Jim, who gave the directive? Who gave the directive for them to lock the gate open? Where did it come from?
It came right directly from the International Water Boundary Commission.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and like I said, we build the wall is actually in the process right now, of with their legal team, of hashing this out. Okay. There's not a final resolution on it yet. But, you know, as I said, we're not going to, you know, I know Americans aren't going to go down fighting. We build the wall's not going to go down fighting this. Right now, there's a little 24-hour timeout, okay, in the escalation of this. So everybody's agreed to kind of back down for a minute, take a break, let the lawyers do what they do. I really don't think there's much to litigate here. Like I said, for me, it's real simple. This is an invasion. It's a nonviolent invasion of the United States of America. The people who have been down here fighting this are being attacked by the ACLU and everybody else, as you know, myself included, had personal attacks. And everybody who's anybody who comes down to this border, I don't care why you're here, whether it's to build a wall, whether it's to assist the Border Patrol, whether, you know, even angel families like Marianne that you have on the phone. These people are all getting attacked, and it's because there's a larger power here that wants to see the United States get as many people in across this border undetected before America wakes up to the problem. And this right here, this example of what they did right here, if anybody out there listening to this has any doubt whether this is a, you know, some people might think we're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists, okay? If anybody has any doubt as to what's actually happening, this is the government shutting down border security. That's what this is. They're content to leave a gate open, Mark, in one of the VIP entrance from Mexico into the United States. This is the most mind-boggling thing I've ever seen. You know, we can say, well, Trump didn't have money to build a wall, but then the American people build a wall. And they put a nice gate on it the Border Patrol can use. They can open or close it if they want to. But then you got another government agency saying, wait a minute here, we're going to leave this open. Well, the only reason you'd leave it open is for what? To let the illegal immigrants come through. That's the only reason that you would leave that gate open.
I think the Border Patrol officers should pull right up to that fence and stand there.
You know, and our Border Patrol here is good. They will do that. But the principle of it is much different. This is a principle of what does America stand for? What are we going to fight for? What are we going to tolerate? What are we going to allow, Mark? When is America going to get mad enough to realize that we have a treasonous government?
Let me just say something. In December of 2018, the president of Mexico signed a treaty with the UN in Morocco. And this gave enormous power to the United Nations, George Soros, and the Rothschilds to bring massive migration through Mexico. And the ACLU is probably the majority of their money comes from George Soros. This is a concentrated effort by these un-American, sinister people. And every chance they get, and I'm sure whatever thing that the ACLU has filed has probably gone through the Ninth Circuit Court, or they're planning to. New Mexico's part of that, right?
Yeah.
The Ninth Circuit Court. So, you know, we are up against a rock and a hard place because we allow these frivolous organizations like ACLU, who are totally against America and what we stand for, to continue to file these lawsuits. That is where we need to stop. They're a 501c3, for God's sake. And they are nothing but an American. Why are they allowed to operate as a 501c3 in our country? Why?
I don't know. Maybe we all need to call up and whoever's responsible for granting 501c3 status and say, look, we believe you need to revoke their status. They're destroying our country.
Open border organization,
yes, sir,
in this country is a 501c3, folks. Pueblo Sin Fronteras.
I got to leave you. I might be back in a little bit, but I got to leave.
All right,
sorry,
Jim. Well, thank you so much for the report.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jim Benvie live from Sunland Park, New Mexico, at the border crossing that they just built America's Wall with WeBuildTheWall.us. Head on over there, folks. I'm sure that there's going to be some updates popping up here real soon on what's shaking, as you heard, some sort of water commission, federal agency has opened and locked the gate open, which will allow illegals to freely come through America's wall that they just built because the ACLU sued to have it done. And you heard Marianne.
I have 100% faith in the legal representation that We Build the Wall has. They will be able to get to the bottom of this.
Right.
They've got a very strong team who works on this. And we will get to the bottom of it. We will make sure that the American people are protected, and we won't allow the ACLU and all of these pro-border organizations, backed by George Soros, to take this country down. We cannot allow it. But I'm glad to hear that there's a 24-hour cooling-off period, because all the ducks need to be put in a row. We need to find out exactly who at the IBWC came up with this and why and the reason behind it.
You know, and I said, we why don't the Border Patrol guys just pull up right there? But that don't matter now, because they come across and they go right to the Border Patrol guys, and they got to process them and let them in anyway.
Right.
Now, President Obama has the world's record for executive orders. I'd say President Trump makes like 10 different executive orders, word them differently, but they all mean the same thing, and they would have to sue to close all of them down. One of them will make it. Something. We got to do something. Somebody's got to do something. This is insane. And then they're threatening to arrest the men if they go down there. So the guy that owns the property can't even go down to the little area there in his property if he wanted to without getting arrested. What would they arrest him for? I wonder what the charge would be. What do you think the charge would be for obstructing illegal immigration? I don't know. Being that obstruction seems to be the word these days, I guess they would charge them with obstructing illegals. It's crazy. Folks, this is a major crisis being facilitated by federal agencies in our own country that are being paid by your tax dollars to do this. They're being paid. We are paying them to destroy our country. We pay those federal agencies to destroy our country. We go to work, we pay our taxes. April 15th, if you don't, they come in, they kick in your door, and they raid you with a freaking audit. And that's a little sensationalization, sorry. They don't kick in your door to order. They come knock on the door, look at a guy with a little briefcase. Hi, I'm with the IRS. I'm here to comb over your records, your life. So you pay your taxes so these federal agencies can abuse you and attack you and arrest you and withhold evidence and frame people. It's really bad what's happening in this country. Our Constitution, folks, is officially shredded as far as I'm concerned. It is no longer in effect. It has been usurped completely. There is no more Constitution. I believe it is dead. Because if we had a constitution, this would not be happening. Folks, we are the Minutemen of this country. In the Sunshine State, every citizen, as per the Florida Constitution, that is able-bodied and healthy, is the militia. And that is how it is written in the Constitution in the Second Amendment. We are the militia, the people. That's why they wrote in the Constitution, no standing armies, because the people are the standing army. That is what we are here for, to defend our borders and defend our country from invasion. That is the Second Amendment. That and to defend against tyranny, both of which are taking place right now. We are being invaded and kicked in the groin with tyranny. And the folks just go, well, I got to go to the concert. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to fry some burgers on the grill. It's not affecting me. I can still go gamble in Vegas and go out to the bunny ranch and have some kicks. I'm still free. My life's great. Tell that to Miss Marianne Mendoza, Steve Ronnebeck, and all the Angel family. When you're chilling out on the beach, thinking there's no crisis, or you're frying up them burgers on the grill, tell them there's no crisis while you're watching the game. And it's not affecting you. It's affecting everybody. We talk to people in Carolina. We talk to people in Florida. We talk to people in all the border states. It's happening, not just in the border states, but everywhere. And the people, I'm not mad. They're allowing this to occur in our country. Treasonous federal agencies. Destroying our sovereignty on purpose. Folks, I got to take a breather. Marianne, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty angry. I'm fired up like I haven't been in a while. And it really behooves me because I'm stuck here. I can't just get in the vehicle and go join the party and go down to the border. I wish I could, but I can't. So I won't. But those folks who can, get organized, man, please. And do what you can. I'll bring this all on the show. We can talk about it. I'm taking a break. 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Our good friend DaybrayUSA.com. And I'm going to play Jim's video again a little bit. What's going on here? There we go. I'm going to play Jim.
What the world needs the next Iron Man. I'm just a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Get gifts, Parker. The world needs
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Remember this. I'll be just give me 3 minutes, 33 seconds.
For every soul, from every war, across the seas, around our shore. Every bolt, the lost flag, the coffins of lead, we hold back. Every dog, every song, the price was paid. For it, so remember, cherish your name, your freedom.
Not much longer.
So we said the blood of heroes never dies.
folks. That's right. That's Freedom Rings, Daybreak, Daybreak USA. Head on over to daybreakusa.com. Get your copy today. And get ready. I'm going to play something. I'm going to play it again. So, folks, if you missed this, you didn't see what's happening down on the border at, on America's wall. Rob, he came on, he gave us a live report, and he headed back down to the area. I'm sure I'm checking now to see if he's got another live feed going right now. If not, I'm just going to play this. I'm going to play this one again. Now watch this. Right? You won't believe it.
Hey, guys. It's Jim. Let's give everybody a little minute here. You notice the gate is open. As I told you yesterday, the ACLU was filing a lawsuit with the land, the Water Commission down here. And they just came down here, federal officers right there, okay? They just came down here, opened the gate, and padlocked the gate open, okay? The gate is actually locked open. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is probably one of the biggest crap shows I've ever seen in my life. They padlocked the gate open. The feds did. Look at guys. See them right there? Because the ACLU put pressure on the Bureau of Land and Water Management. We cannot have this gate open. This is Monument One, guys. This is where the traffic comes in. This, again, is America fighting Americans while they're trying to do something. You guys see the beautiful wall here for the Border Patrol? Okay, this is the ACLU running the United States of America. This is your national security. This is, okay, an absolute betrayal of your sovereignty, our nation, and our country when we're putting up border security to protect the country and the feds are opening the door. These people over here are supposed to be protecting the United States of America, and they're not. They're more concerned about getting access to their bridge, to this monument over here that nobody on the U.S. side visits. This is the most ridiculous day in the history of the United States.
They lose their fucking job for this COVID.
And America, we need your help.
There you have it. So they built this beautiful wall, and the ACL sued to open the gate. And so now the illegal aliens are free to come into our country. After you people, the American people, donated to Brian Colfage's effort, watched the beautiful work that was done under the watchful eye of Foreman Mike, so well video documented by some great patriots and angel families. The amazing miracle of watching what true Americans can do when they are faced with a challenge, when the Army Corps of Engineers says, we can't build a wall in that spot, and then they come out and they build a wall in that spot, right where they said they could not build a wall. And they do it for half the price. The U.S. government is about $15 million a mile. They did this for $6.8 million for a mile, just under a mile. Cliff edges at each end. Nobody can get around it. Yet here we are. The ACLU has sued so that the gate is locked open. And these fine men were threatened with arrest if they go down by there again. So they've issued a 24-hour cooling down period. Everybody's going to step back for the day and tomorrow reconvene somewhere, talk about it, and figure this out. Folks, this is a travesty. WeBuildTheWall.us. Head on over there. It's unbelievable. Peggy, the folks there have been threatened with arrest if they go near the fence. This is a federal agency, and they are partially responsible for some of the border security there in that area. The Bureau of Land and Water Management. The Federal Bureau of Land and Water Management. This is a sickening travesty, what we're witnessing here. Folks, it's really bad. It's really, really bad. I don't know what to say.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
First one to call gets on the show to talk about this. 347-637-3942. I want to hear what you think. The show is live here for about another 7 minutes where I can talk to callers. If you want to call in, 347-637-3942, I'll pick up the phone. I don't usually pick up the phone. I'll even take a chance that it's a liberal, a leftist. I want to hear what they have. If you're on the live feed, call me. I'll take calls. I want to put the number. I want to hear what the people have to say. I want to hear what y'all have to say. Give me a call. Somebody. Call the show. Tell me your feelings. I'll give you a couple minutes to express how you feel about what I just played from Jim Benvie's page. I just played this. Look, watch.
Yeah. You don't understand. We're not going to let them lock this gate and shut down the wall. I promise you guys something. We're going to fight this. What you need to do is get over to www.webuildthewall.us. Help these guys. We've got more wall to build, but this is absolutely ridiculous. They had no warrant to do this. They came out here and they locked the gate shut. These are the same people, those guys over there, that have been leaving the fences open at night.
First person to call, I'll let you vent. Call me. 347-637-3942. And we will talk about it. We got 3 minutes and then I got to wrap up the show. Trying real hard to get our friend Roger Stone on this Thursday. It's so hard to get this guy on the show. I don't know why it's so hard to get Roger Stone on this show. I had him on, you know, 3-4 months ago. Rob, call in. I left the number up in the thing. Call in. Tell us what you think, Rob. Fred, you missed it. Yeah, I'll go back.
These people over here are supposed to be protecting the United States of America, and they're not. They're more concerned about getting access to their bridge, to this monument over here that nobody on the U.S. side visits. This is the most ridiculous day in the history of the United States.
They lose their fucking job for this.
Know what I'm saying? Crazy. Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the show. If you got the show on in the background, please put down the volume. What's up? You're live. You're in the 575 area code. Well,
hello.
I'll meet with Mike Hoffman. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello, thank you.
And
how are
who
you
are we
today?
Speaking?
My name is Debbie. I've got quite a few friends and people, acquaintances and family that are watching your show tonight. But I just
wanted to say
that this is really upsetting. We have spent so much time and so much energy getting this wall up and making sure that the area down there is secure. Now, I spent probably about a month, a little bit over, down there on the border, you know, seeing what's coming through and watching the sicknesses and the diseases and the children that are unaccompanied or with people that do not appear to be their parents. It's sickening. And to see that our own government is doing a treasonous act of this nature is just beyond my belief.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to witness Jim's video and what he just showed us. And this, folks, that video was filmed just maybe an hour ago.
Right.
That's brand new. That's right now. That video, this is right this second. As we're speaking, this is happening.
Right. Exactly.
And your cousin's on the live feed there. She said hello, Cindy.
I see that. Yeah, but to know that they step one foot into the United States and they're in. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, as patriots, as the Border Patrol can't do anything, we can't do it. They have to come in and they have to be going through all the processing and they are in the United States. And for them to leave that gate open to allow them that access is so, so totally wrong.
It's unbelievable. Like, as Americans themselves, that they would be like, well, I got to do it. I'm following orders. Remember, folks, in the Nuremberg trials, following orders was not a defense. Just a reminder. So remember that, folks, as you're going, I'm just following orders. I'm just doing my job. Because when the time comes, that defense will not cut it. And remember what the penalty for treason is. I am not going to say it exactly, but we all know what the penalty for treason is. So, that defense will not fly. I want to thank you so much for joining my show this evening, and thank all your family members and friends that are watching in the live feed. You can also go to my archives at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. I got over 700 shows there. Been doing this
awesome.
A long time. And I'll tell you, I have not been just fighting this immigration crisis, you know, the last 2 years. I've been fighting this immigration crisis since I started this show. It's one of the reasons, one of the purposes of the show was to protect sovereignty of our country and try to speak out. It's all I got. I don't have money. I don't have time. I can't go to the border. So I could bring the folks on that can. I could bring their stories to light. I can talk the truth that you'll never see or hear on the mainstream media. You won't see this on mainstream media. This story will never make the mainstream media. And that's the scary thing.
Well, I've been sharing it all over the place, and I ask everybody in the Guardian Patriot group to please share it and put the phone number up. They need to call. They need to make a ruckus, just like they did with the mayor when the mayor tried to stop us from building the wall. You know, it worked. We need to let our voices be heard now. Now is the time, not tomorrow. Now we need to get it done. They're trying to strip us of all of our rights, of our freedoms, of our country as we know it. And it needs to be dealt with now.
And I'm going to tell you again, folks. I'm going to tell you again. The Constitution for you is no longer in effect. The Constitution that we know and love is covering the illegal immigrants. They are enjoying the rights protected by the Constitution as our civil rights are being kicked around and violated. I'm beside myself. Again, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I have to wrap up the show here. I'm in the last 5 minutes. I got to make a couple of show announcements of guests I'm trying to land here on my calendar. You can stay on the phone if you like. It's the best way to listen anyhow.
That's okay. I'll go ahead and hang up and let you do what you need to do. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Thanks
God
for calling.
God bless you for what you do.
God bless you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, folks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. I'm really working hard to get Roger Stone on this Thursday. I'm not guaranteeing anything. It's like what happened was I think I made his media person angry one time when I said, well, I was texting with Roger, and she's like, why is everybody always texting with Roger? They're supposed to contact me. And then next thing you know, it's been really hard. I got him on the show. It was pretty easy the first time. But me and Raj, we talk on the texting, you know. He likes me. Then on the 17th, I have a lady named Peggy. She's doing some great things. I will try to find exactly what. I wing these shows, folks. Believe me, I wing these shows. I don't prepare. I just come on the air and I do from the heart. I always believe that that's the best way to do a show, and that's how I do it. And so here we are doing our show, winging it. So I'm going to get this information here. Let's see. They are the mission of Operation First Response Incorporated. They serve all branches of the nation's wounded heroes, disabled veterans, and their families with personal and financial needs. Peggy will be joining us on the 17th at 8 p.m. with this great organization, OperationFirstResponse.org. You can check them out, and she'll be on the show on the 17th. And then on the next show after that, 17, 18, 19, like the 20th or something like that, Steve Odom. Steve Odom, his family is now an Angel family. But their Angel family through another channel. His daughter passed away from a fentanyl overdose. 90% of the fentanyl comes across the southern border. The town he lives in is overrun by MS-13 gang members and cartel members who are corrupting the sheriff and the courts. And this isn't on the border. This isn't like even in the south. It's in North Carolina. Okay, this is happening in North Carolina. So now these are another branch of Angel families whose family members die because of drugs that came across the border. It's just the same as any death that comes at the hands of an illegal immigrant crime. That's Steve Odom on the 20th. And that's what I got on the schedule now. We're working hard to bring some more cool shows. Please keep tuning in, keep sharing, and keep spreading the message of truth. Keep spreading the message of constitutionality and freedom and liberty and God and America. And keep God in America, folks. We got to fight for our Christian beliefs because they're stomping on them. Boy, it was a heck of a show. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in tonight. I am extremely happy that you all come to my show, because without you, there is no show. And you are the show. It's for you I do this. And for the kids, I got to try to do something, man. As little kids, my son, he's going to take the reins from me. One day I'm going to retire, and he's going to be the one working. He's going to be the one paying into the system and being a contributor to our nation. What kind of nation am I going to leave him? Am I going to go into the grave content with the country I'm leaving my son? I don't know. I don't know. To know that my generation and the generation before mine, the one that's doing this, these are the ones that are doing it. It's unbelievable. I'm actually sickened by the things that are occurring in our country at the hands of illegal immigrants. So, folks, at this time, please rise and join me as Dave Bray sings the national anthem, DaveBrayUSA.com. Also, check out LibertyRush.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric, and PatriotShit.com, Paul O'Reilly, PatriotShit.com. Check them out. This is the Star Spangled Banner performed by Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy of Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition today. probably going to be a commercial.
One of you ate all the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Snacks.
We won't be mad. We just want to know the truth.
They're really doing this, Glenn.
Cheetos. Folks, head on over to Jim Benvie's page right now. He's live from the construction site. The live feed is going right now. Jim Benvie on Facebook. B-E-N-V-I-E. B-E-N-V-I-E. Jim Benvie. His live feed's up now. Good night. God bless you. God bless America. And I'm out. See you later, folks. Love yous. Peace.
Our game, our life is the game of capture the flag. You know why?
Why?
Because everyone tries to beat us. And